ladies, let's get quizzy. Just like that, a pit in my stomach appears. Like, it's so incredible how it's just as soon as that music comes on, I'm like, oh no.
Immediate fear. We should play it to you in your sleep and see how you react.
Actually, that's so funny. Just see him like squirm.
So like two older sisters.
Let's poke Dave.
Once a week, Ash and I test Dave on all things girly on the girly quiz. Listen, we can go anywhere on this. We talk anatomy, pregnancy, sexy stuff, you know, yourself. So just bear in mind, if there's little ears in the car, keep your hand on the dial. I think we're safe enough this week, but you just never know.
Speaking of little ears, I was at Darren and Joe's show at Vicar Street last Saturday, and two girls came up to me, I think a mum and a daughter, and they said, by the way, my daughter is, I think, 9 years old, and she listens to the girly quiz, and she learns a lot. She listens every single week.
Brilliant.
So Lily Connolly, thank you very much for listening to the girly
quiz. Lily Connolly.
Get your thinking cap on. You're about to learn some more. They should be playing this in schools, but maybe not every week. The girly quiz is with Irish Life Health, giving women direct access to GPs who specialise in female health. Dave, of course, has two lifelines. One's a 50-50. One is to phone a female. And just for coming on,
Robin is standing by this morning.
A pampy hampy, courtesy of Irish Life Health.
I'd like to do not for now, but another time. I'd like votes on pampy hampy versus pamper hamper.
We know what's going to win.
Pampy hampy for the win, no?
Of course.
Oh, are you serious?
100%.
The complete opposite way.
Oh, really?
Complete opposite way.
Okay, three questions, two lifelines stand between Dave and winning the week. Question number one, Dave. Describe a beehive.
I bloody hate describe questions.
Hairstyle. The full question.
Please don't interrupt the question.
Describe a beehive hairstyle.
You should have left it at... describe a beehive.
Yeah.
wouldn't
be very girly.
I do actually know it because I think I have a feeling that this is quite topical now because I think Amy Winehouse had a beehive hairstyle.
And the new biopic.
Yeah. It literally does look like a hive on your head. It's the kind of the hair is almost like sprayed upwards and it falls back, but it goes up quite high. So think Jedward style of height, and then it kind of goes back, back a little bit. I don't really know how else to describe it. There's probably something, a key word that I'm missing that you need for me to get this correct. But I'm thinking height, the top of your head, and long hair. That's the best thing.
Height and long. What are you saying, Ash?
Look, it's not the most articulate, but I'll take it as a correct answer.
Fantastic.
Let's go.
Well done. The description here is the answer was a type of updo in which the hair is backcombed into a conical shape. I love the word conical.
Always backcombed. Something is always backcombed.
And positioned on the top back of the head. So,
yep.
Fair play to you. Good.
He's a man of the 60s.
Am I correct in saying Amy Winehouse had...
Yeah, she did. Yeah, very good.
Sweet.
Well done, Dave.
And it's in hairspray. It's all the beehive.
Yeah, a lot of hairspray, I'd imagine.
Beehive coming back.
Yeah, totally.
Kind of fun.
Ashley, just start it. Everyone follows you because you're so cool anyway.
Damn you. Because I know that was a joke. All right, question two, Dave.
You are very cool, Ash.
Thank you.
I feel so guilty now.
You're so cringe.
Oh, God.
two lifelines remain.
Why are we like this? Ashley, I'm really sorry about that.
I love you, you're my best friend.
I love you so much.
Question two, David. What does it mean when a baby is breech?
When a baby is breech.
What does it mean when a baby is breech?
Breech, mate. I'd imagine it's probably something to do with falling out of its cot. No, okay. That's not a thing. Okay, but you knew where I was going. Like, you knew the vibe.
Maybe the answer is just funny like that.
The baby's in breech. Repeat, the baby's in breech.
Somebody play a nursery rhyme.
It's on the loose. Baby on breech. Okay, so it's not that.
Looking at the little camera when the baby's trying to sleep and you're watching down the kitchen. Baby breech!
Yeah, as soon as you look at the camera, it's not there. Baby breech! That's what I thought it was, but I'm a go with maybe we should call in the troops and maybe we should call in Robin because I genuinely haven't a clue. Robin, good morning.
Morning, Robin.
How are you?
I'm really, really good. I've got 30 seconds on the clock, Robin, and I'd love you to tell me what baby breech is.
It's when, like, the baby's still in the womb, but the feet are, like, down at the uterus, so it's
basically in the opposite position it should be.
Oh, no. Okay, I always hear about this. Like, sometimes giving birth can be a little bit complicated because the feet are coming out first, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought you were just going to say, I've always heard about this, like sometimes giving birth can be a bit complicated.
No, but like that's how it is. Right, okay, so I hate this game.
All right, Robin has given a succinct answer.
Yeah, so baby breech is when the baby is upside down and the womb is the wrong way round, basically.
Cool. Absolutely correct.
Let's go.
Well done, Robin.
Thank you so much. You've won a pamper hamper, or as Emma likes to call it, a pampy hampy.
Listen, it was an accident that fell into our laps. Robin, thank you so much and have a lovely day.
Thanks, bye.
Cheers on, bye-bye. All right, Dave, you're doing so
well. 2 out of 2 ain't bad. I was really confident about the baby breed falling out of the cot or something like that.
To be fair, I asked our boss Nick this yesterday, who has literally fathered 2 children and he didn't know what it was, which I think is shameful.
Good question, though, can I say? Very good question.
Thank you.
Question number 3 this week, Dave. Why might a woman use a gua sha?
That sounds like iguana. If she's lonely, get a pet iguana. A gua sha.
A gua sha.
A gua sha.
Would you like a spelling?
Yeah.
G-U-A space S-H-A.
G-U-A space.
We hope that's how you pronounce it.
A gua sha.
That's how Irish people pronounce it anyway.
Ah, listen.
A gua sha.
That's what I say. Do you have a gua sha?
Yeah. Here. Love to get a gua sha.
Okay. I have one. They're great.
So, you know the fruit guava?
No, I'm going to Google it.
Guava? Is that not a fruit? A guava?
Guava fruit.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it actually is.
G-U-A-V-A. A guava.
How does he know something we don't?
and about fruit.
Yeah, actually, so strange.
So character. Right, it looks like an apple that's pink on the inside.
I was thinking maybe a gua sha is a slang term of like a guava shower or something like that. You know, like a gua sha.
Because we like showering in fruit?
Yeah, I was thinking more so, you know, when you get a massage and you put the pickles on your eyes.
Pickles,
you have
pickles.
Cucumbers. Yeah.
I want to be singing.
The gherkins.
Can I get a massage? Hold the gherkins.
Imagine the smell and the stinging and the eyes watering.
A gua sha, I thought maybe it was like a guava juice shower or something like that.
Shower?
So, yeah, I don't know. But you didn't know what guava was. So
you have a 50-50.
I'm going to go with the 50-50.
Suggest you use it.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the 50-50. And I hate the 50. I hate the 50-50 because it's always stupid.
All right. Entering simplify mode. David, why might a woman use a gua sha? Is it A, for the purpose of female pleasure?
Oh.
Or is it B, to improve circulation?
I have no idea.
That hasn't helped you at all?
Not in the slightest.
Because you know what I mean, if you were inclined to have a look on some of those websites that would sell those things for ladies.
Yeah,
like,
but
wouldn't it have a funky name like a gua sha?
No, it's usually like, you know, the silver bullet or something. It's not like it's not gua sha. I'm gonna go with it's for circulation before we get cancelled and taken off the air. I'm gonna say a gua sha is for circulation.
You've just won the game.
Let's go.
Well done.
What a great week. This was brilliant. What the hell is a gua sha?
It's like a kind of a marble stone. And
is it the roly thing?
It's like a variation of that, but I think it's more of a flat stone and you rub it against your skin. And
upwards.
I think you're meant to give yourself a chiseled chin or something like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. I bought one and I haven't used it since.
Yeah, I'd say
it's,
like,
you know,
most
it's one
people
of those things I saw it on TikTok. And I'll get one of them.
Yeah, my ex had one of them, I think. It's like a stone thing. When you said chisel your chin, that's what
I think it's meant to be good and for circulation, apparently. It's a Chinese method.
It's actually a nice thing to do when I first got it. I put it in the freezer for a while.
Yeah.
When I took it out, it was so nice and just relaxing.
Old.
Very,
very
nice.
Good.
So I guess female pleasure.
Yeah, very true. I would have been right on both.
Yes. Whatever you're into.
It's the girly quiz with Irish Life Health, helping people live healthier lives. How will Dave do? Will he need you?
Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
Shower was on. Oh, lads, I can't go. Baby falling out of its cot, it's breech.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave, and Aisling.